You're listening to Good Food on KCRW. I'm Evan Kleiman. Do you ever want to spend Valentine's Day into the evening just laying in bed, eating chocolate bonbons with your love, your galentine, or just yourself? Look no further than Mila Chocolates, where minimalist luxury is the vibe. Chocolatier Christine Sarios founded the company in 2016. Hi, Christine.
Hi, Evan.
We're such fans of your creations, so it's lovely to have you here to talk.
Oh, thank you so much.
Tell us a bit about yourself and your history. I understand that you have a background in art. How did you get into confectionery, specifically working with chocolate?
Yeah, I was on the art scene in New York, and then we moved to LA in 2005. And while raising our son, I decided to take some baking classes locally. And then there was one chocolate class I took with Ruth at the Gourmandise School. And I just loved making it. I loved how you could create so much in just one little piece of chocolate. I think the biggest joy was after each class, I would have a big box of baked goods or chocolates, and I'd be waiting to pick up my son from school. And teachers and parents would pass by, and I would be sharing it with them. And I think that brought me a lot of joy. So from there, I decided to just focus on chocolates. And for 2 years, I just practiced, tasted, taste tested, shared it with friends and family. And that's when I started the company.
The Ruth you're referring to is Ruth Kennison, who is sort of like the mother of so many in LA who work with chocolate.
Yes, yes.
Supposedly, we eat first with our eyes. So Let's start there for a minute. Your husband, Girk Tusarios, is creative director of the brand. How did the two of you develop the look? And can you describe it for us?
So I would say our look is mostly minimal, modernist, geometric.
It's very dramatic. It's not like cutesy. It's like chocolate can go in several different directions in terms of how it's marketed. And I feel like yours is definitely understated and dramatic. Can you talk to me about the shapes that you choose? Do you feel that the particular shapes add to the way the chocolates are experienced as you nibble on them?
I think so, because having the different like angles and the way the light plays on the gold makes a big difference in perception. Also, the way we place the bonbon shapes in the boxes, I think, creates like a different pattern, which is really nice.
Yes, because essentially, especially when you're talking about bonbons, you're talking about opening a box of all these little individual gifts in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a bean-to-bar maker, or do you source your chocolate already made?
We source our chocolates that are already made, which is called couverture, and we source most of it that's organic or single origin. The main chocolate we use right now is from Peru and Dominican Republic, and we source the two and combine them to make a 67%.
Oh, that's so interesting that you're 67%, just below the 70 that a lot of people seem to be enthralled with.
That profile seems to work best with all our other flavors.
So let's talk about those flavors. It's definitely the combination of what your chocolates look like and then the flavors when you bite into them that is so striking. What flavor combinations do you like to work with? And have you had the experience of thinking that you really loved a flavor in your head, or maybe you personally, but once you really got into developing the bonbon, you had to have that particular flavor take a back seat and go in a different direction?
Well, first I started off, I love hazelnuts more than anything. I grew up loving hazelnuts chocolate. So I think the first product we created was the hazelnut praline bar. And I loved making that because you're making everything from scratch, from caramelizing and roasting the nuts and grinding it to the texture that you want, blending that with some milk chocolate and creating the filling. So that praline filling we use in a lot of our bars and our bonbons that are popular. In terms of bonbons, We create flavors such as the cardamom, our black sesame caramel, that's unusual and very popular, our fruits. Yuzu is probably our most popular flavor along with passion fruit.
Yeah, for me, the passion fruit is like an addiction.
But I think everything from traveling to tasting at restaurants and getting inspired by certain flavors. I love trying out new flavors, textures, spices, salts. And there were a couple of flavors that we're still working on right now that I want to launch soon. For example, there's an Asian pear I want to launch, pomegranate. We're working on a lime. So those things, you know, you just have to try out different chocolates, try out, you know, different processes just to get it perfect.
I'm so curious how you and your colleagues in the chocolate world think about Valentine's Day. In the restaurant world, it's almost universally loathed, but I imagine it might be fun for a chocolatier and definitely lucrative. I would imagine it's your busiest time of year. How do you approach the holiday?
We love Valentine's Day. It's an exciting time. We're right in it right now. We just love when people come in, they're looking for a gift. We help them choose what's going to go into the box. They customize even their gift boxes. So, you know, we play around at the shop like, oh, what do you think about this jar, this tube inside as well? We handwrite notes. So that's also a lot of fun, you know, writing these special notes. Sometimes they're secret notes, you know, like that you're placing into the gift box to share.
I love it. It's like your Cupid. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
That was Christine Sarios of Mila Chocolates. If you're looking for sweets for your sweetie or for yourself, head to her shop in Culver City. We also have a list of shops that carry her chocolates on our website, kcrw.com/goodfood. Coming up, how about a mango sticky rice bonbon? We learn about a Thai-inspired dessert tasting next.